You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win is 5-1, enhanced from 19-5. And Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 4-1, enhanced to 6-1. Tottenham haven't beaten Liverpool since 2012, when Gareth Bale scored at both ends on that occasion. Last season finished 0-0 at White Hart Lane and one apiece at Anfield. But big shock last week, Derek, with Liverpool being beaten by Burnley, losing that game 2-0. And they did concede three times against Arsenal the week prior to that, despite winning that game. And it goes back to what we were saying pre-season. You're not sure what you're going to get with Liverpool this campaign.
Exactly. It wasn't a if you'd have listened to the podcast carefully last week, Dave, you'd have noticed it wasn't a shock to me at all. Liverpool were crazily odds on.
Yeah.
And they're like a... You know, if you back a horse that odds on, a horse that in the past has refused to start, you just wouldn't go near it odds on. But that's like Liverpool, you wouldn't back him. I mean, they had 80% possession, but possession doesn't get you anything except maybe an 18-month sentence. I mean, it's just not good enough. And Klopp claims it was robbery, the defeat, but I think he's like those American swimmers, he was making it up because it wasn't. Burnley did what you're supposed to do with a football, put it in the opponent's net. It's all very nice fannying around and looking great, but if you can't put it in the net, you're not going to win many games. And as I said last week, when Liverpool are good, for 20 minutes they were, they are very, very good. 20 minutes against Arsenal, they are very, very good. But when they are bad, I've backed them. I'm hearing now, I'm telling you now, and if I ever waver on this, make me pay. I'm not going to back Liverpool at odds on at all this season until I find some sort of consistency in their play, a consistency they're unlikely to find, that they seem unlikely to find at the moment under Klopp. I will never touch them at odds on. Furthermore, I'm not touching them at these prices against Spurs either, because I think Spurs have got a great chance of beating them. You know, Liverpool's defence is there for the taking. You touched upon it before, three goals against Arsenal. I mean, they only played for 20 minutes against Arsenal, two goals against Burnley. And OK, they got a bagful against Burton the other night, but getting a bagful against Burton doesn't make you an accomplished team. I'm not going to go for them. I think Spurs look a good team at the moment. They don't look as though they're going to concede a goal. And, you know, the players they've got going forward, they always look a threat. It's a bit of a worry that their record against Liverpool in the last, seven games, I think they failed to beat them. You know, it's poor that, but that's a blip. I fancy Spurs big time this week.
A couple of other enhanced odds offers here. Harry Kane to score, Tottenham to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, was 6-1, enhanced to 7s here with William Hill. And Daniel Sturridge to score, Liverpool to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is now 8-1. It's an intriguing matchup, this one, Tom, because both managers like to play that high-pressing game. I could see the second half being the highest scoring here, because I think it could be quite tight early on.
It will suit Tottenham that way. I mean, with regard to Liverpool, you know, we talked about them being unpredictable, but wasn't it so predictable that they did go to Burnley and crash to that defeat? They're really, really weak in the centre of midfield, and I think that's where this game is won and lost. You know, it's basically, he's trying to sort of fit anybody in there, really. Wijnaldum's playing, El Alana's sort of in there, James Milner's playing at left back. You know, Emre Can is injured, so he'd be the most likely candidate to play there. They're desperately crying out for some kind of leader in central midfield, Liverpool. And I think that's where Tottenham have really strengthened over the summer. You know, the one area they have reinforced is Wanyama, who, you know, slotted straight into things. And Tottenham are an incredibly tough team to beat. It's no surprise for me that the scorelines they've had have been 1-1 and a 1-0 win against Crystal Palace. They're not going to beat anybody by threes and fours. Maybe some of the teams towards the bottom of the table as the season goes on. They're a team that are incredibly well prepared, and they will be well prepared for Liverpool here. And although there's been a lot of goals in this fixture over sort of the last 5, 6, 7 years, last season's games were very tight. And I look at Liverpool and I think last year under Jurgen Klopp, they went to Chelsea, they went to Arsenal, they went to Man City and won. I think there's something about the bigger games, maybe against some of the teams that are supposedly up there in and around them where they raise their game. But I can't see them beating Tottenham, because I think Tottenham are just going to be too tough a side here. They give you nothing. And I wonder about Harry Kane in this one, because I was reading earlier this week, I couldn't believe it, he's not scored a goal in August.
Yeah,
Harry
that's amazing.
Kane,
yeah,
never scored
his record in July is even worse.
But it might be the time for him to break his duck. So, you know, in this particular month, I don't mind the enhanced odds offer of Harry Kane to score and Tottenham's been 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 at 7-1. But I'm going for a Tottenham win and under 2.5 goals at 4-1, Dave. I think it's a great price for a Tottenham side who I don't think at this moment in time, they're not firing on all cylinders. I don't think they're capable of scoring sort of threes and fours. I think it might be a sort of 2-0 job for them this weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.